Chapter 6. Oh, if I had done nothing simply from laziness. Heavens, how I should have respected myself then. I should have respected myself because I should at least have been capable of being lazy. There would at least have been one quality, as it were, positive in me, in which I could have believed myself. Question? What is he? Answer? A sluggard. How very pleasant it would have been to hear that of oneself. It would mean that I was positively defined. It would mean that there was something to say about me. Sluggard. Why, it is a calling and vocation. It is a career. Do not jest. It is so. I should then be a member of the best club by right, and should find my occupation in continually respecting myself. I knew a gentleman who prided himself all his life on being a connoisseur of Lafitte. He considered this as his positive virtue, and never doubted himself. He died not simply with a tranquil, but with a triumphant conscience, and he was quite right, too. Then I should have chosen a career for myself. I should have been a sluggard and a glutton, not a simple one, but, for instance, one with sympathies for everything sublime and beautiful. How do you like that? I have long had visions of it. That sublime and beautiful weighs heavily on my mind at 40. But that is at 40. Then, oh, then it would have been different. I should have found for myself a form of activity in keeping with it, to be precise, drinking to the health of everything sublime and beautiful. I should have snatched at every opportunity to drop a tear into my glass and then to drain it to all that is sublime and beautiful. I should then have turned everything into the sublime and the beautiful. In the nastiest, unquestionable trash, I should have sought out the sublime and the beautiful. I should have exuded tears like a wet sponge. An artist, for instance, paints a picture worthy of Gay. At once I drink to the health of the artist who painted the picture worthy of Gay, because I love all that is sublime and beautiful. An author has written, As You Will. At once I drink to the health of anyone you will, because I love all that is sublime and beautiful. I should claim respect for doing so. I should persecute anyone who would not show me respect. I should live at ease. I should die with dignity. Why, it is charming, perfectly charming. And what a good round belly I should have grown. What a treble chin I should have established. What a ruby nose I should have coloured for myself, so that everyone would have said, looking at me, Here is an asset. Here is something real and solid. And, say what you like, it is very agreeable to hear such remarks about oneself in this negative age.